friends here, David Tennant, David Williams, Danny Minogue, and Mark Harmer. And the camera lady I just ran over. By reversing excitedly on my wheelie chair. Okay, now, you have Let It Shine on the telly live. The final is live tomorrow, BBC One, Saturday, the 25th of February, 6:45. You have David Tennant back with Broadchurch on Monday, ITV, 9 p.m, the third and the final series, no matter what, of Broadchurch. It has to end somewhere. Leave them wanting more, and that's going to happen. How good is Broadchurch? It is so good. And straight after, on the same night, on the same channel, on ITV, you have David Williams hosting the first week of a brand new show called The Nightly Show. It's going to run Monday through Friday on ITV at 10 p.m. It's a bold, bold commission. Well done. I say well done to ITV for commissioning this. We need this. I mean, David, you know, of course, Graham Norton used to do a show like this many years ago on Channel 4 and pull it off every night, didn't he? That was a great show.
Well, he's brilliant, isn't he?
He's absolutely fantastic. Mark Armour's with us this morning. Mark and his band knocking it out of the park. He's ridiculously good. Mark's best of album, Hits and Pieces, is out on the 10th of March. See him live across the UK from the 22nd of March. Now, this just in from Brenda in Kent. She'd like to know, what's a booty call?
You're lying in bed.
She's 73.
It's quite late at night, and you get a call from somebody saying, where are you?
Why is it called a booty call?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Where's
that
the origin?
She'd have to Google that.
What's the etymology of booty? Okay, oh, somebody's just mouthed me the answer. And thank heaven it was just a mouthing. Okay, let's leave it there. That's great. Okay, good. And is it true, Danny Minogue? Because if it's not true, we can have him for slander.
It's not. It's
you
not.
Liar!
Danny's dying a thousand deaths here. I'm never coming on this show again. He's only having a laugh, isn't he? David, what, you've gone red because you find that joke of yours so funny?
It's not a joke of mine, I'm just remembering.
Right, questions from our guests to our guests. Hope you enjoyed the show this morning. Who wants to go first? Danny, you go first.
I want to go first. Mark, I want to ask you, what is the favourite cover of any of your songs?
Well, I suppose I've got to say, it's such a hard, Danny, because there's so many. But I suppose the one I have a great affection for, of course, when I worked with Gene Pitney on Someone's Got a Hold of My Heart, because it was a great thing actually working with him on a single that he'd had a hit with back in the 60s, and he was guesting on my single.
Amazing.
So it was kind of amazing working with him, real kind of childhood singing hero. And so I've got a real great affection for that. And he was a great guy and told me so much, such about professionalism and everything, and, you know, sadly missed.
And who were your idols and pinups when? No, just one more. When you were growing up?
Oh, you know, I kind of like. Well, of course, you know, when Mark Boland first came on the television, it was like life changed, really. So I had lots of different idols and pinups for different things, but Mark Boland was a real life changer music wise when he came. On the TV.
Okay, it wasn't me chastising Danny for asking more than one question. David Williams was saying to me, she's only supposed to ask one question.
Ask away, Danny.
All right, David Tennant, your question next, please.
Well, I was going to ask about Gene Pitney, actually, but that's sort of been covered. So, what I might ask is, of all the people, and I can ask this to all the guests, am I allowed to do that?
If you'd like to. If that's all right with David.
Of all the people.
Yes, fine.
Thanks. Of all the people you get to meet in your professional life, who's the one that's made you most starstruck and dumbfounded?
Well, I'll tell you what, I always think about meeting your absolute mega heroes, you think. And I've had a chance to work with some people I've really, really admired for the years, but I never really wanted to meet David Bowie. And I had a chance, I kind of sat next to him, I sat near to him in the theatre once, and that was as far as it ever got, because I kind of thought, we kind of eyed each other up, and I kind of thought, well, I didn't really kind of want to kind of meet him and speak to him, because I was such a fan. I'd have probably been really gushing and really embarrassing and saying really sort of stupid things and everything. So we kind of eyed each other, and we both made a run for the exit in the interval, because it was a Chinese opera and it was so terrible. he ran for the exit and I ran after him, but in separate directions.
All right, okay. And is he your hero then?
I think some people, I think, you know, David Bowie, I suppose, another one like Mark Boland, one of those kind of childhood musical heroes that you really. And I never met Mark Boland. I did actually briefly meet him once at a concert. He brushed past me and whipped me in the face with his corkscrew hair. But David Bowie, I never kind of wanted to meet, because I thought, well, I want to be a fan forever.
Not only do you have a lovely singing voice, you have a lovely speaking voice. I never realised that before.
Really?
Yeah, you've got a lovely voice. Very breathy.
Thank you. It's got a bit northern, a little bit little bit northern, a bit London-y.
I was thinking about the dialect, just thinking about the timbre.
It's Southport. It's a Southport accent.
Oh, I'd
yeah.
never
it's
know that.
It's a bit posh.
You're from Southport?
It's a bit posh, but a bit northern.
From Southport?
From Southport, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The seaside resort where the sea never comes in.
The seaside resort where the sea never comes in. Yes.
All right. Now, we've only got a couple of seconds left for questions. Let's just back that question up with David Tennant's question. David Williams, the most impressive person you've ever met.
Well, Nick Cave, I was really starstruck. I think it's not always meeting the most famous person. It's meeting the person who means so much to you. Yeah. So Morrissey, Nick Cave, and...
Hang on a minute. You had to go at Danny for more than one... question. You've given us more than one answer.
The fact that you're interrupting is actually taking quite a lot of time.
Sorry.
And also, I was very, very starstruck when I met Mark in a restaurant. I met him in the Wolsey restaurant.
This is a splattergun answer. This isn't an answer.
Okay, so three people who mean a lot to me. That wasn't your question, was it?
Oh, it was who?
It was, but I'm enjoying David's answer. Right.
I'd say Nick Cave. I was actually dumbstruck.
Which was your first answer, and we could have saved all that time. And I asked you to be brief in the first place. Don't get the hump. Don't get the hump ahead of your big show. It's not good karma.
I'm going to sit here and drink my tea very quietly and not say another word.
Okay, by the way, that's not him slurping for effect. That's how he drinks his tea. Right, Danny, you.
It's funny how it all seems to be musical heroes. I would say I met Janet Jackson. I absolutely lost it because I just grew up with Rhythm Nation album. Meeting Prince was just blew my mind. The Purple Rain album. And then I got to meet Rolling Stones and some of the Beatles. And I'm like, I'm happy. I'm cool. I'm done here. Right. It's musical heroes, I reckon.
Okay. All right. Once again, that wasn't the answer we were after. We just asked for one particular person, one detail.
Who's yours, Chris?
What?
Chris.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Chris.
It's not relevant, is it? We haven't got time for my answer. Paul McCartney.
Chris's was Ollie Murs.
Paul McCartney.
No, well, actually it was Paul McCartney. It is now Ollie Murs. You're right. How did you know that? So clever. Right. Mark, listen, I hope that Mark Armour was going to sing this next song that he is when he came today. He's going to sing now live for us. We are the four luckiest people that I know at the moment. He's going to sing Say Hello, Wave Goodbye right now. Mark Armour.
Here we go.